My name is John Allen. I am a clinical psychologist and also on the Department of Psychiatry at Duke University's Medical School and the Veterans Health Administration in Durham, North Carolina. Our article, Recovery on Higher Ground, Spirituality and the Treatment of Substance Abuse, in this issue of Current Psychiatry, addresses strategies that psychiatrists and other mental health clinicians might employ in working with substance use disorder patients for whom religious and spiritual issues are important. Although a facet of cultural competence in the treatment of all mental disorders, spirituality and religion dimensions are particularly relevant considerations in working with substance use disorder patients. These concerns will not be salient for all patients with addictive disorders, but a sizable number will want the spiritual aspects of their lives understood and considered in the treatment process. Despite generally held scientific notions that substance use disorders are brain diseases or maladaptive behavioral problems, many in our society, including many of those with addictive disorders, seem to conceptualize addiction as fundamentally a moral problem. Not only does substance abuse typically violate one's own standards for personal conduct, it violates the norms of most religious organizations, and in some instances may result in condemnation, alienation, and even outright rejection by his or her particular faith community. Such social censure can become internalized and damage the individual's self-view, as well as prompt or exacerbate depression. The extremely high rate of suicide among individuals who are alcohol dependent might well reflect the shame and condemnation that this rejection leads to. Although research has generally shown that spiritual practices and beliefs are an asset in the recovery of many who have substance use disorders, those who are religious and see God primarily as punitive have been found more likely to have problems in recovery. During the course of their treatment, patients often become increasingly remorseful about the harm that their use has caused their families and those who are close to them. Alcoholics Anonymous includes recovery steps for honestly acknowledging these faults, seeking forgiveness, and trying to make amends to those who have been harmed by the patient. As noted by the great psychoanalyst and philosopher Carl Jung, use of substances with psychoactive effects can reflect a patient's misdirected desire for spiritual transcendence. Jung viewed recovery as a struggle between alcoholic spirits and the human spirit, a concept captured in his well-known dictum, Spiritus contra Spiritum. Although most relevant to the treatment of substance use disorder, we believe that the measures of spirituality described in the article and the general recommendations offered for clinical management should have applicability in treatment of other mental health problems as well. Thank you.